Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You ain't even gotta tell him, don't tell him, don't tell him. You ain't even, don't tell him, don't tell him.
Tell me!
I don't wanna know. Tell me, tell me.
That's the question. Do you want to know, or would you rather not know?
That is the question.
Infidelities. And would you want it to come from a stranger? There's a story that has gone viral because this guy posted a picture on his Facebook wall, like most of us do nowadays. Everything goes on Facebook.
It ain't on Facebook.
That's
it didn't
immediately
happen.
Immediately, that loses me.
Yeah.
I'm tired of people doing that.
And this picture is a picture of a couple at a football game. Mm-hmm. It's a pregnant lady on her phone, sitting next to what we assume to be her boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
And this guy, his name's Lai. That's his quote-unquote name he gave himself because he doesn't want his identity to be revealed.
But Lai?
L-Y-E is what he's going by. He said he was at a Detroit Lions football game.
Okay.
And he was sitting behind this couple. And he started noticing that the girl kept pulling her phone out and was texting with a guy named Jason.
Bro, he's got some good eyes.
Those seats are really close together.
You're on top of each other.
And people are creepy. I mean, people read your text over your shoulder even when they don't know you. It's
right,
weird.
Right.
And she saw that the name on the message, the guy's name was Jason, and that the girl kept sending messages like, "I wish I was with you. I wish I was spending time with you. I wish
she's
I could
pregnant?
Be with you right now." And she's pregnant. Meanwhile, her man is sitting right next to her, and every time he would look over, she would grab the phone and turn it off real quick and put it back in her pocket. And so Lai started, you know, thinking, man, what would I want done if that was me? If that was my woman texting another guy, what would I want done?
My pregnant woman.
How would the boyfriend not know, though? You know what I mean? You know if your significant other is texting someone else all the time.
Or maybe she's good. And she's pregnant, so the boyfriend maybe or husband doesn't expect it, you know? And we still don't know who these people are. So he started feeling sympathetic for the guy and saying, man, I really would want to know if I took my girl to a football game and the whole time she was sitting there texting another guy. So.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the game, Lai decided to get up, and he went and found a napkin or a piece of paper and a pen.
Right.
And he wrote a note. And on this note, he basically said, when you get home, check your girl's phone. She was texting some guy named Jason. He walked up to the gentleman and said, as they were leaving, he said, hey, don't read this now. Read this when you get home. We don't know what happened when the guy went home, but he says, I went up and I gave it to him, so I'm pretty sure he must have read the note.
And to get praise for it, he posted it on Facebook.
And I don't know if he wants praise or he just wanted to...
Why else would you post it on Facebook?
He probably wants praise. But we don't, or he just wanted to show people that... Let people know what's going on out there and
we're
that it's not okay.
He's in somebody's business. He doesn't know these people.
So he got...
She could be pregnant. This could lead to a violent situation.
Exactly.
He could open up a potential really serious... situation.
Yeah.
Let me go brag and tell everybody what I did on Facebook.
And so, like you, like
or
you would
he
think,
could have helped the homeboy out. Our homeboy was thinking that he's got a faithful woman carrying his baby, and you know
he could have misinterpreted the whole conversation.
Could have been her brother, maybe.
He didn't, you know what?
Cousin? I don't know.
He didn't say. I mean, he said just check your woman's phone. That's what he said.
That's all he's saying. And so he got positive feedback, but he got a bunch of negative feedback because, again, why are you involving yourself in a stranger's life
That's
when you
true.
Don't know what's
That's
going on?
True.
And he decided to defend his actions because he said he did it because he overheard a few rude comments that the woman made towards the guy. Apparently, at one point, another guy sitting in the section said, wow, they charge a lot of money for these fries, and there's not very many. You know, those portions are really small. And the woman allegedly quipped back, it's okay, I'm used to small things, while her man's sitting next to him. And he said basically the way she would talk to this gentleman was the reason he decided to write the note. He said, I don't know you, and you don't know me. When you get home, check your girl's phone. She's been texting Jason saying she wishes she was with him all day. Take care. Wish you the best. Happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, this was at the Thanksgiving game, the Detroit Lions.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All sorts of
maybe wrong. Jason was her son and she missed him and wasn't with him.
It was family.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a family situation since it was Thanksgiving and my man made me come to this stupid football game and I got to sit here and I can't even eat my French fries.
Or maybe Jason was another dude.
Why are you assuming?
We don't know.
We don't know. But it's not okay.
Okay.
It's not okay what he did.
That's what we're discussing.
Yeah.
What's this ego thing about everybody, every good deed or whatever, you think you're so sassy, you got to post it and tweet it and Instagram it. Why does everybody need that kind of validation for every move they make? It's annoying.
Look at the good things I do in my life thing.
No, I think it's annoying.
And everybody does it. But if you're that guy, and let's say Jason is another lover that the woman has.
Okay, hypothetically speaking.
That guy really is.
If it did play out the way that this dude thinks it played out, the girl is sitting there with her man texting another dude while they're at this event, would you want an innocent, a bystander
to tell you, to
let you know? That's the question.
No.
Because we do talk about, I think it's different too with men and women. We do talk about the bro code and the guy code.
Yeah.
And that a guy would tell a guy no matter what if a girl was betraying him.
Okay, but bro code normally means one of your bros.
Friends. That's the thing.
How do you know?
Yeah, like a no bro.
You
know, if someone saw me doing that and it was my boyfriend's best friend, then yeah, I would probably expect him to say something. I shouldn't be so stupid to do that in front of him.
But Kelly, if this is flipped around and you're at the football game and your man's texting another person and somebody sees it, you don't want that person to tell you.
I don't know you. You don't know us. Why are you trying to cause problems? Believe me, there's probably problems in that relationship that you don't need to shine a spotlight on. Mm-hmm. Why are you injecting yourself into somebody's business that didn't ask for it?
You're going to find out on your own. Kelly would find out at some point.
Guys are stupid.
It falls into your lap. I'm going to find out whether a stranger tells me or not.
Right.
Guys are the worst at cheating because they are forgetful and they don't hide things very well. Even if you're women, you don't have to snoop. You don't have to drive yourself crazy trying to trap him, because if he is cheating, he is going to screw up.
That's true.
You will find out.
Agreed. True story.
But I think this was more shocking, too, because the woman A was pregnant.
Yeah, and he's assuming.
And B, it's a woman. You don't really hear him.
He's assuming all sorts of things.
But assuming, yes. Let's just assume that that's the true story. Would you want to know?
No, because it could have been a completely innocent situation, and now this guy maybe caused an argument, and there's no telling what happened to that couple. He just gets to stir up trouble and walk away.
Yeah. And then he stays anonymous because he's not releasing his name.
Lie. If you're so proud of what you did, lie. Why don't you come forward?
And why wouldn't he
show your face?
Yeah, that's true.
He shows his face. You could see his picture. He's done a couple of interviews.
If you're going to come up with a fake name, why wouldn't it be Phil or Ted?
Or lie?
Yeah, truth. I like that.
Al, would you want to know if you were in that situation? If you were that guy, you took your girl to the football game and you get this note from a guy who's... His intentions were to be nice. Before he posted on Facebook, before anything went down.
That was not his intention.
I've had a similar situation happen. Like, I was at a bar and with my girl or whatever, and that's where I'm at. Anyway, go to the bathroom, and the girl I'm with, there's an exchange between her and a dude, right? So she's kind of, I don't know who initiated it. He hit on her, she hit on him, whatever. It was going on. And then when I got back, it stopped. So another person that I knew but was not in our group saw this happen. And so
that's somebody that knew you.
True.
And had a stake in it.
Right. True.
It's different when it's a stranger.
True.
Two total strangers. You have nothing invested in what happens to their relationship.
I think I want to know.
You have no emotional connection.
I think I want to know.
You would want to know.
I think I want to know. Yeah, yeah.
But I even have the dilemma, like, if it was my friend, you know, if Kelly was my friend, and I saw, if you were my friend.
Yeah.
And I saw a guy doing that, and it was her boyfriend, I would have a hard time going to her and broaching that subject. What I would do is I'd probably say something to him, like, dude, what are you doing?
You know,
Let him know I know and that you better do the right thing.
Yeah.
If what I think is going on is going on, I would probably approach the guy first and then
see where
that
went. I couldn't be that stranger that told a stranger that his woman was messing around while he was, you know, while his back was turned or whatever. I could not do that. But I would
want it. It's not your business.
But
if it's somebody you know, it's completely different.
But I think I'd want it done.
But I think, I'm with you on that. I feel like I would want to know too.
I think I would.
I know you. It makes you mad, Kelly. But I wouldn't want to know because I wouldn't want to feel the pain that it would cause, and because it would probably ruin the relationship.
You didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know, and maybe it's one of those where she's going through a phase and she grows out of it, and everything turns back to normal.
She messed up, and she just had a harmless flirtation and realized, you know, that was stupid. I love my husband. This is the man I'm meant to be with. What was I thinking?
But I would still want to know.
Bozo that doesn't even know the two of you or your situation ruins it.
I think I'd want to know, man.
I really would. I think most guys want to know.
Y'all are ridiculous.
800-543-3548.
I'm so mad I don't even want y'all to call. I'm kidding.
Joe, you had this happen to you, but it was your friends that actually told you.
Yeah, it was a good close personal friend actually told me, that my now ex-wife was doing something behind my back, and I didn't really know what was going on. And, you know, of course, you tend to want to believe your spouse before you believe your friends, but it turned out that it was true, and it was more of a courtesy thing. They were trying to let me know.
Yeah.
It actually ruined some friendships afterwards, and, you know, I'm no longer with her, but it ruined some friendships, and, I wish I could repair a lot of those now. I mean, who doesn't? But
it ruined them because you didn't want to believe it, and so you tried to get rid of the friends?
Well, I don't know if it was more or less I didn't want to believe it. I think it was more or less one of those things I trusted the wrong person instead of believing, what they were telling me.
Exactly.
And, I think it comes down to when you trust somebody that you're involved with and you care about and you love, I think that sometimes you can overlook a lot of those important things. And, you know, again, it ruined the friendships, and, I'm not with her, and I don't have those friends anymore either because of it.
You lost both people. Now, Joe, let's say that it wasn't a friend that told you. Let's say it was
a random stranger.
Would you have listened to the stranger? Because, again, they probably have nothing to lose.
Well, I guess it would be one of those things where you have to kind of approach it and say, well, if you have your suspicions, then, that might help create a little bit of a, I want to know. But I mean, if someone just walked up to me and said, hey, you want to check this out, look at your girl's phone or whatever, I don't know that I would just jump right to that. It might open up my eyes a little bit, maybe, make me a little more aware of my surroundings or pay attention to what's going on around. But
right.
I don't know that I would jump right into it and say, I'm going to go check her phone as soon as we get home kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you want to trust your woman. And nobody wants to feel stupid either.
I feel like if it comes from a friend, sometimes you think, oh, maybe my friends are jealous and they want me not to be with her because they want me to spend time with them. But if it comes from a stranger, then you're like, what's this guy? This guy doesn't care if I hang out with him. He doesn't care about her. He doesn't care about me. He's genuinely telling me because he saw something.
Mm-hmm. Or misinterpreted something.
Kelly thinks it's I really want to. I want to know. Joe, thank you so much for your call, man. I'm sorry that happened.
It's especially hard, I found, with girlfriends because even if it's a best girlfriend, they will often choose the guy.
Well, they
over
always
you
choose the guy. Always.
Just don't want to believe it.
Right.
Tasha, you would have wanted a stranger to tell you if your boy was if your man was texting somebody else?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, when you're in love, you have the little rose colored glasses on and you don't see the things that are happening around you sometimes. So if he's doing something sneaky and somebody else sees it, I 100% want to know.
Mm. Yeah.
And if it was innocent, then we have no problem. It's a moot point.
It's something that could be fixed.
You had a huge fight. Why didn't you trust me? You trust a perfect stranger. You're playing this out best case scenario.
It's not trusting a stranger. It's saying, hey, this was brought to me, to my attention, and I would like to, just to check it out real quick.
We'll be really fine with that conversation.
It could happen like that. You never know.
Quiet.
Thank you, Tasha. Have a great day. Justin. You would rather hear it from a stranger than from your friends?
Definitely.
Why?
There's always the risk of something happening with your friends. You may not necessarily believe them. It could cause problems. If a perfect stranger comes up and tells you, hey, I saw this conversation, and it ends up being an innocent conversation, what's the harm in that?
And it's fine.
There's no harm, no foul. But if it was something, then this person's out of the picture, and now you have to answer for what you've done or been doing.
And if it's a friend telling you this, and it turns out to be nothing big, then you're mad at your friend, and you lose that friendship.
Everybody just assumes that if nothing's going on, there's going to be no harm, no foul.
Accusation.
The accusation.
Like a downward spiral.
Yeah, you don't think that's going to open up a can of worms of mistrust?
Well, it's the way you bring it up, Kelly.
By perfect strangers?
It's the way you bring it up. Hey, can you believe this guy at the football game? He was saying you were texting some guy named Jason. Oh, that's crazy, isn't it? You could bring it up that way instead of going, hey, let me see your phone.
I love y'all's La La Land.
Because
if JC walked up, a total stranger walks up to me tonight and says, hey, man.
Thanks, Justin.
Your girlfriend, my current girlfriend, she's texting somebody. You might want to check this out. I don't know how I would bring that up to my girl.
Right.
Honestly, I don't even know. I'm like,
it's a hard thing to do.
I've been dating you 2 years. Obviously, I trust you and you trust me. At this stage of my life, right? So this dude over here that I don't even know, never even met him, he told me some information, gave me some intel. And I'm supposed to believe him over the woman that I'm in love with.
Right.
And maybe carrying my child.
And then you're going, yeah, exactly. and then you come up to have that conversation with your woman, how can it not lead to trouble?
Yeah, in an ideal world, I get your guys' angle here, like you'd want to know, but what happens is a little seed of doubt, even if it's completely inaccurate. Right. I mean, I know with me, I don't tend to be a jealous person, but if someone did that to me and there was nothing going on and boyfriend defended
it's over.
There is still that seed of doubt that in the middle of the night when his phone vibrates on the nightstand, who is that?
Right.
And I'm not even a jealous person, but once that seed gets planted, I mean, it can just lead to such turmoil that it's like not even salvageable at that point.
Right.
Sam, you heard all the crap this guy's getting, and you would have done the same thing.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing everyone's forgetting, and Al, you should jump into this. What about the bartender? The bartender's everyone's friend. If this exact same situation happened at McKinney Avenue Tavern, and the bartender's there and he sees it, what is he supposed to do? I used to bartend, and I've seen it on the girl where she was cheating. I've seen it on the guy when he wasn't.
Bartender keeps his mouth shut.
A good bartender keeps his mouth shut. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm talking out of both sides of my neck. I want y'all to realize that. I want to hear it, but if I do get that information, I don't know what I do with it. Off the top of my I don't know. Like
you'd fester over it, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Nancy, you had this exact thing happen to you. Two random people told you.
Yes, I got messages through Facebook.
Yeah.
My fiance, now ex-fiance, he was living with me at the time, and the girl said that she had just broken up with him, but she was still conversing with him while he was living with me. And then I got another message from another woman that said he had a dating profile.
Ooh.
And how did you bring that up to him? You said you got Facebook messages from strange women?
Yes, I did. He denied the first woman for several months before it just went down. But, and it opened my eyes, and I did keep an eye on things. I tried to believe him, but I did keep an eye on things. Phone records don't lie. Text messages, when you tell me you're asleep to other women, they don't lie.
You became more aware. Now, Nancy, looking back at it, would you want to know? Or would you rather not have known?
She would have found out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is so if someone's doing that and you're with them all the time,
you need a doubt, though, like Jenna said, it does bother you, but at least I kept my eyes open.
Yeah. And if it would have been false, would you still have doubt over your man because these women talk to you?
Yeah.
Even if it turned out to be okay?
Women, yes.
You would still have doubt?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Privacy screen.
You better be 100% sure that.
I'm so glad I'm in a different place in my life now. I screwed up. You know, when I was younger, I did. I was that dude trying to run 2-3 women. It's I've been there. I've done these things.
Well, the problem too with this woman, if it is, I think what the guy was thinking is she's pregnant. So now you're there's a child involved, and then there's the guy you don't know, families.
I'm being honest is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Back then, I thought that was cool. I thought being a player, got woman over here on this side of town. I thought that was cool then. Now, I can sleep at night. I don't have to worry about if my girl's phone rings. I don't worry about if she doesn't worry when my phone rings. I'll screw up in other ways.
Yeah.
Trust me. I will screw up.
Christmas light story from earlier today.
I will screw up, but that's one thing you don't have to worry about.
Go to our Facebook page and let us know what you would have done and what would you want have done to you.
Uh-huh.
Privacy screens.
Yeah.
That's what you need on the cell phone. Those are great.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Man, shopping for the holidays can be a whooping.
It can.
Going to the mall and then having to find a parking spot and then somebody steals your parking spot.
Crazy.
Then you get inside, Al. Try to walk around the mall when it's crowded.
I mean, I found that I'm beat down. I'm not doing it this year, but I'm beat down before I even enter the mall.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Jenna,
between
the worst.
The parking and how aggressive people are.
Whole process.
And by the time you get in there, you're just like, ugh.
And some people live for that, though. They love that whole hustle and bustle, but it just makes me a nervous wreck.
Me too, Kelly. That's why we think it's better to go to the most trusted website in the world.
Try and get some of the
shopping
done.
When it comes to getting your shopping done.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Amazon.
Uh-uh.
We'll talk about Craigslist.
Yeah. I'm Craigslist Prime.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
We search Craigslist high and low to find you the best deals out there for your family and friends. Like this Dale Earnhardt collection.
Oh, yeah.
For sale is a Dale Earnhardt collection, 2-disc DVD never opened, a car phone, 3 pocket knives, a Zippo lighter, a keychain. You want a clock? We got a clock. Two 1998 figures, new in the pack, a duplex box set, 2 match car tree hangers. Oh, we'll throw in a wallet too. 2 unopened deck playing cards. Are you keeping pace here? Lunch pail with the tag still on it. A crystal ball. All of this for just $100.
That was left over from the garage sale.
It would make,
put it all in a box.
Would make perfect Christmas gift for that Dale Earnhardt lover.
Lover.
That's what it would do.
Lover. That sounds cool.
That's what it does right there.
How about this?
Any interest, anybody? Okay.
Well, no,
I'm good. Thank you.
Leftover garage sale goodies.
All right.
How about this? A stuffed turkey mount. Oh. I didn't even know these things existed, but it says it's in great condition. Approximate measurements 16 inches in height to the bottom of the beard. It's 23 inches.
Stuffed turkey mount.
It's 27 and a half inches wide with the claw's hand 12 inches, the beard 9 inches long. This is, these facts and figures are confusing me.
A picture on Kid TV right now.
It's got rust genuine suede trim.
Oh, good. I need that rust.
Shot this turkey a few years ago, but it scares my little girl, so I'm selling it. Purchaser to arrange own pickup. Perfect gift for those who love dead turkey skin hung on their wall.
Who does?
Wow. All right. How about this one?
Hold on, Al.
Let's sing.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Complete waterbed, including mattress and heater. Mattress has been drained and may or may not have a few holes in it. It's heavy and waterlogged, so please bring several strong people to remove it. And please do not call after 8 p.m. I will not answer my phone, and I will likely block your number. Thank you.
Wow. You're selling me a holy waterbed mattress, and you got attitude?
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah. Has anybody had a waterbed?
I had a waterbed incident. Mm-hmm. I spent the night on a waterbed, and I happened to be sleeping on the heating element, not realizing it because I was warm and cozy. And the next morning, I woke up, and I thought I had wet the bed or sprung a leak. It turns out I had sweat so much, I was lying in a pool of my own sweat.
Wait, they have heated waterbeds?
That's what has a heating element, yeah.
Oh, man. Whoa. That guy's so fancy.
I was mortified.
I'm just processing all that.
Yeah. We would just put water in bags and try to lay down on it.
How'd that work?
And it didn't work out so well.
White trash waterbeds.
The struggle is real, Kelly. That's how we did it.
Oh, wow.
Didn't work out
All right,
so
you
well.
Guys, this next one. Come on.
All right, come on.
I might take it.
Okay.
Because it's free. And it's a mini pig.
What?
But pay attention to this description.
Okay.
Free mini pig to Good Home. Great pets. You can sleep with them, travel with them, dress them up in costumes, and share every aspect of your life with them. They love to have their belly scratched and snuggle with you. They're a lot like kids. They're real smart and are a lot like dogs in acknowledging their owners, having personalities, quirks, bondage, and becoming part of your family. I'm sorry?
Bondage.
Bondage?
Like bonding or?
So great. Why are they giving it away for free?
Yeah, right.
That's my question.
Yeah, I think they mean bonding, not bondage.
Hey, Jetta, you never know.
Free mini pig.
All right, I'll take that pig.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Big Al Max impersonation. Thank you, Al.
It's pig calling right there.
Pretty good right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we do it right there. We're doing Craigslist Christmas.
All right.
Are you a Crown Royal lover?
Yeah.
Me too. I have several cases of 6 each Crown Royal empty liquor bottles. Sorry, I drank them all.
Oh.
So these are just the bottles?
Yep. These are selling on eBay for $6 plus shipping. I will take $5 cash for each bottle or make an offer for all. Hurry, I need to buy another bottle so I could drink.
It's probably those little purple bags. Those are cool.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
I was wondering why you would need an empty bottle. To decorate?
Decorations, I guess.
How about this? I'm selling my plot at Fort Worth's Rose Hill Memorial Park. No. Buyer will be responsible for transfer fee. Please contact Jerry if interested. I will not be responding to emails because of recent spam issues. Thank you.
Wow.
$1,300 if you're interested in being buried at the cemetery plot in Rose Hill Memorial Park in Fort Worth.
That's how expensive plots are?
That's probably a discount rate.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's expensive, dude.
Oh, I'm going to do the urn thing then.
That's what a lot of people are doing.
Yeah. Those mausoleums are probably really steep in price, huh?
I want to be on the chimney.
I know, but you can be in an urn in a mausoleum in a cemetery. You walk in.
Yeah, those are cool.
Here we go.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Kelly, maybe the person that just wrote your Craigslist ad wrote this one as well, because this goes hand in hand with your plot.
Oh, good.
A cross grave or roadside marker, $100, because nothing says Merry Christmas like I got you covered when you dead. I will customize your cross to fit your needs. Makes a perfect roadside or a pet grave marker. It is also good for a tombstone or headstone until you get one. $100 each. Size is roughly 3 feet by 3 feet. Time for finished product is 5 to 7 days.
Wow.
So you have plenty of time.
Man, that'd I wonder where all those gift. Roadside crosses came from.
Somebody makes
them. I thought they were
homemade, but yeah. Huh.
This one actually has someone else's name on it, but no.
Oh,
paint over it.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
Is your name Amber? Well, you're in luck. You can have this one.
Craigslist Christmas.
Wow, I don't think I'd give that for Christmas. I don't know.
That's so dark.
How about the water bed?
Grandma, I got you a plot at a cemetery. You're welcome.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, if you're having trouble grabbing some Taylor Swift tickets, don't worry. Here's some advice. Be listening the next 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Really?
We may or may not be celebrating the 12 days of Swiftmas in the next 30 minutes. That's the advice I'm giving you right there.
Right.
Keep it on the DL, dog.
12 days, 12 winners, Big Al.
That's good advice right there. I'm going to live by that advice, JC.
Thanks, Kelly. You're going to be listening in the next 30 minutes?
That we may or may not.
By may or may not, I mean we may.
And I'm going to cross-stitch that on a pillow.
Yeah.
I've got advice pillows that I throw on my bed.
Oh, you do, Kelly?
I need advice. I just read my pillows.
Well, I haven't had the honor to go into your bedroom ever.
Give me one of them.
Yeah. Way to put it on. I like that. Come on, Kelly. You say you have advice pillows.
Pretty is as pretty does. That's one of my advice pillows.
That's not advice.
That's a saying.
Oh, may or may not play in 30 minutes is advice?
Yeah.
You're going to correct me?
No, because I told him.
Come correct.
I said, please listen.
I'm going to tell you
something. My advice to you.
That I am going to come. I'm so upset.
What?
When I saw this. Now, fast food is a lovely treat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to teach my daughter, which is really hard, that we don't eat fast food every day.
Yeah. every parent does that. Yeah.
We went through a phase where it was just too easy to pull into the drive-thru every single night. Got to get out of that, right?
Because before you had kids, did you ever say, my kid will never eat fast food?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm not that person. When I was pregnant, this is what I guess, for lack of a better term, crave.
Yeah.
McDonald's cheeseburgers, just a plain little cheeseburger, because there's a McDonald's every 3 blocks or so.
Right.
And when you're pregnant and when you're just hungry, you have that little pit in your stomach, like I'm hungry and I'm about to feel sick if I don't eat something.
Yeah.
Pull into McDonald's, get a cheeseburger, and all was right in my world.
So
my mom did the same thing.
McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Something about that.
Just enough grease and not too much grease.
Yeah.
Greatness. And those pickles and the little diced onions, just the right amount of sprinkling. Okay. Well, here's the horror that I saw on the internet this morning.
Okay.
McDonald's. It's going to delete 8 menu items.
What?
But they're not telling us what those menu items are yet. They have to keep up with the times. What happened was they said, like, within the last decade, they've added 100 menu items. And what happens is people that used to be able to go up and say, I'll get a Big Mac, because there were fewer options, cut down on the time when you have fewer choices. But now that people have so many choices, it's cutting down on the productivity. They want to get people in and out. It's fast food, right?
Yeah.
But, so they're going to delete 8 items. Now, they're not releasing what they are, but some people are speculating it could be, like, instead of now they're offering 4 quarter pound with cheese options.
Uh-huh.
You could dress them up different ways where you add lettuce, tomato, and stuff. They're just going to give you 1.
Okay.
They're going to go back to the 1 quarter pound of cheese the way we all knew and loved it in the beginning.
And then you pick what you want. Here's my plea to fast food. Don't automatically throw the onions and tomatoes in there.
No, but if that's the way it comes, then you can say, but leave off the
Hold the onions and tomatoes.
Because as a onion hater, I request no onions all the time.
You're wrong.
And then they accidentally throw them in there. Because that's how they come. They're used to putting them together like
that. That's right,
because
you're so good.
I know.
That's the way they make it, and then you tell them not to.
And you know, recently they've added these snack wraps. That's something new they've added over the past year. But they give you 3 options. So now they're maybe probably going to trim that back just to 1 snack wrap option. I guess the most popular one they're selling.
Really?
Something else they're probably going to get rid of. If your bacon clubhouse burger, if that is your favorite thing in the world, you better start loading up.
Why?
Because they did say earlier this year that one's probably going to come off the menu. So the bacon clubhouse burger,
That's a good one, Kelly.
You need to go on a Bacon Clubhouse burger binge. It might be going away.
Wow.
They're doing something else new. They said it was really funny. I watched a little short film on this on USA Today's website this morning. USA Today produced it.
They have a short film on what they're
doing. They do on the changes that are coming to McDonald's.
Okay.
They're putting in like these iPad kiosk screens inside the restaurants where you can they're calling it Build It Your Way, I believe is what they're calling
it. Yeah, they're really kind of taking something from Burger King.
Right. It's called Create Your Taste. Yeah. Create Your Taste. It is, they actually got this idea from Chipotle because McDonald's owns Chipotle. When you go inside, you go through the line, you get to pick what you want.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want mild salsa. I want spicy salsa. I don't want black beans. I want whatever beans. So anyway, you go into the kiosk. You don't ever have to deal with a human being. They said millennials don't like dealing with people anymore. That's why we have zero social skills in this world.
Word.
You come in, you go to the kiosk, and you pick, I want two pieces of meat. I want this onion. I want that tomato. I want these pickles. This spicy barbecue sauce, I want to add bacon. I want to add jalapenos.
So you're the cashier.
You create your own burger.
And then you probably swipe your card on the
everything. You don't have to deal with a human being anymore. And then you go and sit down, and you wait about 5 to 7 minutes, they said, for these extreme burgers. And if you make a lot of...
The bag just drops from the sky.
No, they'll bring it out to this table. Then they'll have to do table service. And they're saying it's because while people are waiting, they can then get on their phones and check their emails and stuff. And one kid said... Well, I appreciate it, but I wish they'd make an app to save me more time. How much time do we need to have saved in this world? Where they're developing now an app for McDonald's.
That's smart.
You can pre-order and then go in and pick it up.
Yeah.
That's coming.
But I don't want to get out of the car because I don't have shoes on.
Yeah, what about that one?
That you'll have to stay in the drive-thru, but you can still do the app. You can still do the app for the drive-thru. You just can't create your own taste because that takes too long in the drive-thru. They're trying to work on a way they can stream like that. But here's my horror. What eight things are they taking off the menu?
They're not taking the chicken nuggets.
No, that's one of their best sellers.
And obviously they can't take the Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
I'll fight Ronald McDonald if they take away the nuggets.
But is there something that really would devastate you if it was no longer on a fast food menu? And not just McDonald's. I know you're a big Taco Bell person.
I'm a Taco Bell guy.
Is there something
that would truly punch
you in the gut if it was no longer available to you?
If they took away the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell. Because a lot of people don't get the Mexican pizza, and you don't understand.
I'm one of those.
You don't understand how good that Mexican pizza is.
Because it's Mexican and pizza, and it's weird.
It's the best of both worlds.
If enough people don't buy it, they'll just pull it off
the
menu.
And that's what scares me.
They cannot touch or delete the ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box.
That is one of the greatest burgers of all time.
I haven't had it.
When
you're hungover, get yourself an ultimate cheeseburger. And do yourself a favor. Get the bacon ultimate cheeseburger.
Oh, yes.
And have your taste
buds. I didn't know it came any other way.
I'm a Jumbo Jack girl.
Really?
I like the Jumbo Jack.
Jumbo Jack?
No cheese. You don't need the cheese. There's so much flavor on there. It's like I'm saving calories. Leave off the cheese so I can save 100 calories. But you don't taste it anyway when you've got so much other stuff on there. I just get the plain old Jumbo Jack.
I'm confused.
I would be really upset if that was gone.
My taste buds get overwhelmed by double meat, like two different kinds of meat.
Uh-huh.
Like the bacon on the beef.
Oh, it's the best.
I just like to keep my meat like simple, just so it's one kind of meat.
Don't need a variety of meat, huh?
Yeah.
What about the chicken tenders is it Whataburger? Whataburgers aren't everywhere, but there are a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I believe they're chicken tenders with the gravy. Hold on, I gotta sit down.
Wet chicken fingers?
Yes. A little gravy on there?
I haven't had those.
Oh, Kelly.
How do you eat that in the car?
Oh,
Your
Kelly.
Attention,
you hold it, right? Hold the box in your left hand. You dip with your right hand.
What are you driving with? Your
knees? Your knees. Yeah.
Ow.
What?
That's dangerous. Well, at least.
Well, you know.
At least you're eating.
Yeah.
At least you're eating. Well, they're gonna be cutting these eight items, and I'm gonna be devastated if some of my favorites
are gone. We have an investigator out there at all times. Steven, did you read the items that are being taken off?
I read some of the items that are going to be taken off. They're going to be cutting down to just one quarter-pounder burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The extra value menu, they have 16 extra value meals right now, and they're going to be cutting that down to 11 extra value meals.
Mm.
Yeah.
The premium chicken sandwiches, I think they got like the club, the classic, and the like a ranch.
Wow.
You know a lot, Steven.
They're going to be cutting that. Well, I'm a former McDonald's employee.
Okay.
So.
And you can hear the pain in his voice.
Are you hurting
Steven, I can hear the pain.
No.
No, it doesn't bother me if you hate me.
Steven.
Go with the premise.
Go with the premise.
Are you hurting?
Steven.
Yeah, you need to go.
This is hard, right?
Radio 101. Steven.
I mean, what if the premium chicken sandwich they choose to keep isn't the premium chicken sandwich that you like?
Well, Steven would know. Steven, what's the most popular thing ordered at McDonald's, at least in your experience working there?
The Big Mac.
Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Hands down.
Can't get rid of that, right?
And the French fries. I mean, they're not going to get rid of the staple, you know, the French fries. That's their...
Yeah.
What didn't sell?
That's their moneymaker, actually. But,
yeah. What didn't sell? What's going to go away, you think?
Well, they've gotten rid of some of the things already, but I think that the new burger that they just came out with, the Clubhouse.
Bacon Clubhouse?
I think that's going away because it really wasn't a big seller.
Do they still sell the fish
sandwich? It's
one
of the most unhealthy. I'm actually looking at the calories. The Big Mac is healthier by 200 calories than the Bacon Clubhouse burger.
I think it hurt them once they had to start putting up the calorie counts on all the sandwiches.
Yeah.
You look at it and say, well, I'll just go ahead and get the Big Mac instead of that big one.
Yeah.
What about the fish sandwich? They still sell
Filet-O-Fish? Do you still have the Filet-O-Fish?
No. Yeah, they still have the Filet-O-Fish, I'm sure, but did you know that McDonald's is the number one fish buyer in the United States?
I did not know that.
Oh, what?
More than like Long John Silver?
Yeah. Well, I guess how many people are ordering Filet-O-Fish?
So many, Kelly.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
My mother loves those.
It's
phenomenal.
Yeah. It is phenomenal. Well, I'm going to have a Filet-O-Fish today.
Well, I've never had one.
You, sir, are our official McDonald's expert.
Yeah, Steven, thank you so much.
And I'm sorry for your loss of all those menu items.
Oh, inside question,
Steven. Go with the premise, Steven. It bothers you, okay?
Steven,
it bothers you.
Well, is Ronald McDonald nice in person, or is he a huge jerk?
You really want me to answer that question?
Yes, Steven.
Yeah, we want to know. Is he nice in person?
We want the inside scoop.
Ronald McDonald is spectacular.
Okay.
Thank you, Steven. We all wanted that to be true.
I always figured he was.
Now we know.
I always figured he was. I was like, he's just too good to be true, Kelly.
Any idea what size his feet are? Because he wears huge shoes.
24, I think.
24. Thanks, Steven.
This guy, Steven knows everything. Steven, hold on. We're going to get you a number.
Yeah, great.
We're going to give you some bonus points, too.
Well, we always have McDonald's questions.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's crazy to think that there's a chance that the word selfie 10 years from now will not make any sense. You know?
That's what happens.
You say selfie to somebody, they'll be like, what is that?
Here to stay. I don't know.
What do you mean selfie or twerk? Say the word twerk 10 years from now.
Twerk definitely will.
Blow people's minds. There's so many things that are going on right now that are like, oh, this is going to be forever. But things, they come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 10 things you said 10 years ago that make zero sense today. I don't know if it's actually 10. It might be more.
That's probably more.
Yeah, there's more.
A whole bunch.
Here's a clip.
I'm so jealous of your pink razor.
I'm going to have a MySpace forever.
Can you put me in your top 8?
Yeah, I'm friends with Tom.
I don't know if I'm going to get it on VHS or DVD.
Yo, I think I'm going to get a T-Mobile Sidekick.
Have you heard that new Ja Rule track?
What?
Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice.
Right now I have Singular, but I'm worried about my minutes.
Do you use T9 to text?
I really want to get an Evanescence CD at Circuit City.
Just look it up on Ask Jeeves.
Yo, what time does Blockbuster close?
What is this book face thing? I don't know. It's never going to last.
Right? Think about all these things are from 10 years ago.
MySpace.
Do you remember the feelings that were hurt, the relationships that were destroyed because you weren't in somebody's top 8?
Yes. Oh, Kelly. And remember when they spread it so you could have a top 24?
Oh, yeah, because people were so upset. You had to finally expand it to 24.
Is this a MySpace thing?
It's a MySpace thing.
You know, I didn't have a MySpace.
You didn't do the MySpace thing?
No. Mm-mm.
You weren't friends with Tom?
Man, Tom was your first friend, and then it was so popular, you could go to websites and decorate your MySpace page. MySpace page.
Yeah.
And
Music.
Music and all these colorful backgrounds and little icons. It was fun.
MySpace was good for you because it taught you HTML. Because you had to do code to get those things.
I never
knew. Whether you knew it or not, Kelly, you were doing.
I didn't do code. I cut and paste a
People
lot.
People ask me all the time, how come Kelly's not in your top 8?
I was like, I don't know how to do it.
I don't know.
We should go to our MySpace, because I think I still have my MySpace page. I want to see who my top 8 is.
Didn't Justin Timberlake, I don't even know if it's still up. I know Justin Timberlake still bought up. It, right?
Yeah, he brought it back.
He started finding music artists on there.
It's not working.
I remember every month I posted a picture of Emma Kelly, because I had her. And every month I took a picture of her with a teddy bear. And then there was a thing you could buy that would scroll the pictures by so you could see her grow up before your very eyes.
Yeah.
MySpace did some really cool things.
Mm-hmm.
But then it started getting hit by spam. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook came along and it was over.
Yeah, and then it became super slow because the pages were so intricate.
Decorating. Yeah,
and decorations on them. Al, do you remember when the girl said, "I'm so jealous of your pink razor."
No, no one ever said that to me.
Kelly, do you know? Because and even the guys in the back didn't remember this.
Is that a phone?
That was the phone. Remember the razor phone? The
razor phone.
And when they started switching colors, and you can get it like metallic blue, and then the pink one came out, and all the girls freaked out.
Yeah. I remember when Kid bought that razor phone. He was so cool. I mean, he was the first one that I knew that had one, and I was like, man, I got to get me one of those razor.
I had a razor. I love the Sidekick too. The T-Mobile Sidekick.
My mom.
Oh, the one you flip.
Yeah, my mom still uses the razor.
I think the razor was one of the first phones with a cool camera on it.
Yeah.
It actually took pictures where you could actually tell who it was.
But what's that? That.
Beer. Budweiser?
Yes.
What's that?
I believe it was
I think it was Budweiser.
Yeah.
Bud Light. What's that?
Everybody was saying it. We had the guys in here one time, remember? The what's up guys?
Did we?
Yeah.
Do we have a beer person right now? Where everybody's just repeating what they say? I don't think we do.
Uh-uh.
I don't think there's a catchy beer phrase right now.
There's not.
A bitter beer face?
That was back a long time ago, too.
Yeah, that's been a while. We need to come up with one. Because those guys make so much money.
Well, for a minute, and then they go away.
That's what happens.
I would take it. I'd be one of the what's up guys.
You think the what's up guys made all the money? Or you think the guy that came up with the ad campaign and sold it
made all the money? That guy made all
the
money.
That's the guy that made the money.
Any Yahoo could say what's up.
Yep.
We're going to Circuit City. Or like Radio Shack.
Yeah, a lot of stores are just gone.
How cool it used to be to go play with the walkie-talkies.
It used to be fun on date night, those random occasions when you had one, and you decided, let's just stay in. Let's go to Blockbuster and rent a movie and get a pizza and go home. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, going to Blockbuster.
Let's go stand outside the CVS at the Red Box and pick out a movie. That's what you got to do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to Blockbuster. That was an event. That was almost as fun as watching the movie itself because you'd have all these different sections.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun.
Yeah. And then you get in line, and then you have to you get your popcorn over there, and then you realize that the last movie that you turned in, you didn't rewind it, so you got to pay an extra $5 or whatever.
Sometimes you'd get home with your DVD. I remember when they had DVDs.
Yeah.
And then you'd get home, and it would be the wrong one. Someone put the wrong DVD back in the box.
They would switch it so they could keep the movie.
And your whole night's ruined after all that effort.
Unless it's porn.
Oh, I love going to Blockbuster. Yeah. Like, hey, it wasn't the movie I was looking for, but it's good enough.
It'll do.
You're close enough.
Mm.
Or Asking Jeeves. Is Ask Jeeves still around?
I think out of curiosity one day, I like Google, and it took me to another way. It's just ask.com now, right? Mm-hmm. AskJeeves.com.
Oh, Ask Jeeves is the Ask website?
Yeah, it just flips over to Ask.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they put a bunch of ads on Facebook. With the 15 things your neighbor says to you that annoy you the most. And it turns into slideshow. It's not like a search engine anymore.
Hmm.
It's more of a viral thing going on.
Oh, no, it says the question of the day on Ask. Apparently people want to know how many watts do LED Christmas lights use?
It's hard when
I'm not going to answer it because I'm afraid it'll give me a virus.
It's not going to give you a virus.
It's hard when we're in the time right now to think about the things that we probably like. I'm trying to think of what I say that's, you know, technology related. Like maybe it's Instagram filters. Like, I don't know. What filter do you like on this? I wonder if 10 years from now that's even going to be a consideration.
It'll be obsolete. Yeah, it'll be obsolete.
Or what we're even going to be using instead of Instagram. Because obviously there's going to be something new.
We're going to be doing 3D stuff.
Because
you know how they did that with the president recently?
Yeah.
They do free 3D imaging or something where if you put in a picture, it'll put like the sculpture out in 3D, which is super cool.
So you can start sending holograms of yourself to people.
Yes.
Man, that's going to take like the naked pics to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah. 3D naked pics.
Strolling down memory lane. You remember the TV, the flat screen, not the ones we have now that are so thin.
The big box ones?
The big box ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
on the ground.
Flat, but the back was like 3 feet.
Yeah.
They weighed about 350 pounds.
And then when you finally did upgrade to the flat screen that you have now, it's like, what do I do with this huge TV?
Junk it, baby.
Yep. I still got one up at my mom's house. It's just sitting in the living room that nobody goes in.
When are we going to get flying cars?
Oh, you think it's coming,
that's
right?
That's the one thing I've been waiting for all these
hovercrafts,
years.
Hovercrafts, maybe?
A hovercraft skateboard would be great.
Oh, yeah, that just sounds great. Like everyone flying their own planes.
I just feel like the movies lied to me all those years. And the Jetsons.
Yeah, we thought by the year 2000 that was going to happen.
It will. You just got to look at Minority Report. That movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how they are able to gauge just by your eyes.
The pupils and stuff.
They register your eyes everywhere you go. So, you know, your newspaper is tailored to you and your eyes. So the headlines change.
Joke's on them. There's no more newspapers.
You're right.
They're wrong.
Joke on Minority Report.
Yeah.
Cool, though.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, may I speak with Mindy, please?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Mindy. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm okay.
This is JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I have Kelly Raspberry with me.
Hello, Mindy.
Hi, Miss Kelly. Hi, JC.
Aren't you polite?
Yeah, you sound like a really smiley, awesome person right now. Mindy, I'm holding a piece of paper right here. It's a letter that you wrote us about your friend Robert and his wife, Rose.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you know Robert and Rose.
Me and Robert, we were in the same unit. It was Mach 1.
Oh, is that like
Marines?
The Marines?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
My husband's a Marine, and then he's in the Navy, but he was like our corpsman, so that's how I know him.
Okay.
So he just got out not too long ago. Because medically, I think he hurt his back and then his hip, so you can't stay in if you're not medically qualified to stay.
Yeah.
So he had to get out. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of why they're going through a rough time.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's tough. Now. It's tough for them even when he was in the military. Well, Mindy, we decided that we wanted to grant the Christmas wish that you sent us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad they're going to get it. They really do deserve it.
Oh, we want to thank them for serving our country.
Yeah, are you kidding
too,
me?
You Mindy. This is the least we can do.
You guys are awesome. So what we're going to do, Mindy, we have Robert on hold. He has no idea what's going on, so we're going to keep you on the line, but just be really, really quiet because we want to surprise him, okay?
Okay.
Hi, may I speak with Robert, please?
This is?
How you doing, Robert? This is JC from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I'm right here with Kelly Raspberry.
Now, Robert, we do this thing on our show this time of year. It's called Christmas Wish, and you have been nominated. And if it's all right, I'd like to read the letter that got you nominated, if that's all right.
That's perfectly fine.
Okay. I would like to nominate my friends Robert and Rose. Robert was active duty Marines and just got out due to back issues. He doesn't have a job yet, and they have three children, 8-year-old Amelia, 7-year-old Josiah, and 2-year-old Daniel. It's difficult to watch the transition from job to jobless right before the holidays. They were a single-income family with three kids, and it was a struggle for them before he was injured, and now it's even worse since there is zero income for the family. They're wonderful people. They deserve some love during the holiday season, and that's from your friend who served right there with you in the Marines, Mindy. And Mindy's on the line with us right now, too, Robert.
Hi.
Thank you, Mindy.
I know you guys needed it. I don't know why I wrote Marines. You wear the same uniform as Mott, so I don't know why I wrote that.
Sometimes you consider us Corpsmen Marines. It's all good.
Corpsmen Marines. To us civilians, it's all just the man that's willing to serve our country, and we appreciate that.
Now, Robert, did you suffered a back injury while you were serving?
Yes, I did. I got out... just at the end of my service, but yes, I did.
Yeah.
For a while there, they were debating on whether or not to put me out medically, but they ended up just putting me out under my end of service.
And that's caused quite a bit of stress right now, especially with the holidays right around the corner, and you're probably up to your neck in paperwork having to find a way to get money, right?
Yes. God has provided. I just got a call back the other day, and I do have a job offer in January.
That's wonderful.
Up in Colorado.
Oh.
But trying to make it through till then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you have to move. You don't live in Colorado now, so you're going to have to uproot the family and make the trip there. But, I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to get through the holidays, right?
Yeah. God is good, and this is such a blessing. You guys are a blessing.
Well, we feel like through Mindy, we're helping extend God's blessings to you because we're gonna grant her Christmas wish for your family. And thank you to our friends at Toys R Us. We're going to give you $300 to help you get Christmas presents for all the kids. And then we've also teamed up with Pier 1 Imports. And, you know, you got to have the house merry and bright for the holidays, uplift everybody's spirits. So we're going to give you $500 from Pier 1 Imports. And you and your wife, Rose, can go and just make the house a really happy home for the holidays.
You guys are amazing.
That's okay, Robert. How was Christmas going to be for you guys this year? Because I'm sure you were thinking about it this whole time.
Over the past few years, we've just done a rather small Christmas. And we had one toy that we had bought and for them that were smaller toys.
Yeah.
Not this year, Robert. This year's big.
And you know what? Sometimes mom and dad, they've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
Why don't we send them out like on a date night or something?
Let's do that, Kelly. You know what, Robert? We're going to give you and your wife, Rose, $100 just to go out on the town.
Just go out and have a nice dinner, maybe take in a movie or, you know, pay a sitter and just go sit in a park somewhere and talk.
Yeah.
Two adults, you know?
Thank you guys so much.
No, Robert, thank you so much for serving our country. You don't understand how much that means to us. So don't you worry about Christmas this year. It's all taken care of. You get ready for your new job, Robert, and And thank you so much, Mindy, for introducing us to Robert and Rose.
Oh, thank you. They love to help other people, and they don't want to ask for help, you know, from time to time. So somebody had to, you know, say, hey, you guys need love like you guys give everybody else love. So.
Exactly. And, Robert, you got to make me a promise, buddy.
What's it?
You're going to get the Kid Nation app, and you're going to continue to listen to us even when you move to Colorado.
I will.
Do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
All right, Robert. Merry Christmas to you and your family, my man.
Thank you, guys, and thank you, Mindy.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.